USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ferdinand Marcos Jr. appears to be poised to be the next president of the Philippines as millions began voting on Monday. Political violence has claimed many lives over the weekend in the Philippines, as Philippine elections are frequently marred by violence. According to one of the latest opinion polls, the 64-year-old Marcos Jr. will win by more than half the votes. One supporter on Global News says the dictator's son is not a problem because of what his father did in the past.
We need a change in our country. Unification. Yeah. That's a Filipino. I know, I heard, I read about all of this stuff, but there's no problem with all those things.
Violence mongers struck an anti-abortion group office where a fire broke out and a Molotov cocktail was found on Sunday. Police say the fire broke out shortly after 6 a.m. at the Wisconsin Family Action House in Madison and was suspicious in nature. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
As violence has been reported by people opposed to the right to life, the Mississippi governor wants a Supreme Court to let their true intentions be known and no more speculation.
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves is calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to deliver their opinion on Roe v. Wade sooner rather than later. Sooner rather than later.
What makes the link so wrong is that we don't have an opinion. We don't know what the court is actually going to say.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Mississippi Republican calling the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade a victory for the pro-life movement. Mississippi is among the states with a so-called trigger law that would ban all abortions except in very specific circumstances. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Rich Strike, who entered the Kentucky Derby after a late scratch, ended up winning the run for the Roses over the weekend. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. It took place again on Monday. President Zelensky of Ukraine delivered his own Victory Day speech via a translator.
On the day of victory over Nazism, we are fighting for a new victory. The road to it is difficult, but we have no doubt that we will win. What is our advantage over the enemy? We are smarter by one book. This is a textbook on the history of Ukraine. We would not know grief if all of our enemies could read and draw the right conclusions. On February 24th, Russia launched an offensive, treading on the same rake. Every occupier who comes to our land treads on it. We have been through different wars, but they all had the same final.
On the night of May 15th and into the 16th, the moon will be completely immersed in the long shadow cast by our planet. If the weather is clear, sky watchers across most of the Americas, Europe and Africa will have a view to one of nature's most beautiful spectacles, a total eclipse of the moon. It has the potential viewing audience of 2.7 billion people. May 9th is officially Billy Joel Day.
I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are.
My name is Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.